made this form, they chopped off the Yama of the Yisrael from the Dorma Mizrach side. They only left one Yama towards the Sofer and toward the Marav side. But the rest of the Dorma side and the rest of the Mizrach side, maybe they chopped off the Yisrael there. So according to Rav Lamais at the end, there was no Yisrael, nothing going into the Chilek Shel Binyamin. So Moses says, no, Avonim Shleimus Ksiv. The Pasuk says you have to have Avonim Shleimus. Means complete whole stones. You can't have broken stones. So now it says maybe the Machi is Midi. Mitusay, the Shokulay. Maybe they put some underneath it and they removed it. In other words, when they first brought that big form there, so on the Dome side and the Mitzvah side, maybe they did not fill up that arm with stones. But rather, Rashi said, they put a piece of wood there. Near the time left, everything was settled, then they just picked up that piece of wood there. So maybe the Maisa, like Rav holds, there was no Yisod of oil on the Dome side or the Mizrach side. That's called, maybe the Bachas Midi, the Chachil, they put some wood there. Mitus in the bottom, the Shokra took it away then. Diva Tamochi, you're not going to say this, Diva Tamochi, Hodi Yomer of Kanas, Rav Kana says, Avonim Shel Kronos. The stones of the Keren of the Kornis. Chalula saw you, they were hollowed out. He holds the horns. He holds the horns of the Mizbeach. Were hollowed out. Chalulais, how you? The Sukkot, what the passage says, O Moloch Mizrach, Kizavius Mizbeach, it was filled up. That they filled up like the basins, the horns of the Mizbeach. Was like in Mizrach. So how could that be Avonim Shleimus on Rachmona? How could you have hollowed out? Either Torah says it has to be whole stones. You can't have stone but you hollowed something out. How could that be? And it must be that at the beginning when they made it, the Mochis Midi Metusei, they put some of the tent underneath it. They shocked them and they took it away. So Achinami also, but you said it could be the Mochis Midi Metusei, if I could put something underneath it, the shokra, then they took it away. It's kids are not your cash according to Rav. Dorosh Rava Rava Dash like this. My Dixir was the person to say, Vayelech David Ushmuel, Vayeshva Benu Yais, the Rama. It says, and the David and Shmuel went, and they were in Noyos in the Ramas. It says, Vayeshva they sat Penovas the Rama. Vichima in your Nevoyos ate the Rama. What does Nevoyos has to do with Ramas? Ela mitzvah like this, Shal Yoshvim b'Rama. They were sitting in Rama, the Eiskim b'Noy Shalom, and they were talking about, engaged in, about glorifying the world. That's what we're talking about. That's what Noyos has to do with Ramas, with how to build the Beis HaMikdash. Amir Yisrael said, well, Pasuk says, the count of Elisa and Amokim, you have to get up and go up to the Mokim to the Beis HaMikdash. Malamra comes to teach us, Shebeis HaMikdash Gevoyim Mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the Beis HaMikdash was the highest point of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael Gevoyim Mikol Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael was the highest place of all the other Eretz Yisrael. But still, you have the Yadu Duchte, Heichi, they did not know exactly where was the place to build the Beis HaMikdash, they still did not know. Is I see Sefer Yeshua. They had to bring out the Sefer Yeshua. The Kulik Sivnei, but it says, V'yorid v'yolo ha'gvul, v'toyer ha'gvul, v'shevet v'nyamin, v'yolo tziv, v'yorid le'tziv. And now you have a Shvotim, it says Lashna, v'yorid, they went down, v'yolo they went up. Ma'ashenkim, v'shevet v'nyamin, it says, v'yolo tziv, it says they went up, v'yorid le'tziv, it did not say they went down. Some of them never said, Shmami, here it's a proof, Hoch Yu Mekaymai, this is the place where the Beis HaMikdash should be. The Beis HaMikdash should be the Mokim Binyamin. So Vil Lemivnayu the Yayin Itum. They thought to build it in the place Ayin Itum. The Madlei, which was a little bit elevated, was a little bit raised, the Madlei. Amri, they said, no, Misti Bay Kalimai. Let's build it a little bit lower. Because what the Pasuk says, Obeying Sefer Shochin, that the Shechina will be between the shoulders, a little bit lower. The very same Rashi can say, Gemiri, there was a Kabbalah like this, that the Sanhedrin, the Chalko of Yehuda, that the Sanhedrin, they were in the Chalko of Yehuda, or Shechina, the Chalko of Binyamin, but Shechina, the Mokam HaMikdash, that was in the Chalko of Binyamin. The Madlinim lay Mispar Getuva, and therefore if they were building in the highest spot, it would be too far away between them. It would be a distance between the two of them, Tuva. Therefore, Mutav is better than Nisni Bay Porta. Let's build it a little bit lower. Kirsimah, the Pesach says, we're being safe of Shochein. And the Adav is there because of this. Niskane, Dei, Grademi, B'David. Because of this, Dei, V'Demi, like was jealous upon David. Kirsimah, like it says, Ki Kinesi, Bei Secho, Al-Chasni. Al-Chalasni. Ki Kinas, Beisecha Chalasni. Uksiva says, Zachor Hashem with David, as Kol Avonosu Bashanish Bal Hashem. And Mavo Biel Beisi, and Metain Shinas Lienai, Bafrafoi Tzumai. Adem Tzum Mokum Hashem, give me a place like to rest, until I find the Mokum of the Shechina, where the Beis Midrash should be built. Hine Shemanu Biafroso, Metzumu Bisode, Ya, Biafroso. Like we heard that it should be in Yafros, but we found it in the fields of the forest. Zay Yeshua, this means Yeshua the Kosovo from Kefir Mephraim. Metzamu beside the Yar, Zay Binyamin, it means it was built in the Chelukah. Binyamin, so the Pesach says, Binyamin Zay the Yitref. So that's where the Beis Midrash was built, the Chelukah Shel Binyamin. Now the Mishnah says, Zitche Shal Metziba. What's a Shalmi, a Shlom that Metziba brings, or who had in the Yashemus, and a Korbin Oshon, has the same halachis. That what? That Eino Hein Hashem, these are the Korbin of an Hashem. There are five of them. Hashem Gzelis. If by Pashas, if you Korbin, if you swear false, so you have to bring Korbin Hashem Gzelis. Hashem Minus, if you have an oath from Hegdish. Hashem Shivcha Charufa, if you live with a Shivcha Charufa, Shivcha Kinanis, which is Miyuredes, Liyavet Ivri, you have to bring this Korbin Hashem Shivcha Charufa. Hashem Nosu, Nosu brings a special Hashem, and Hashem Metzora. And Hashem Toli, also if you do a chet, if you have a suffix, whether you did a chet or not, that's called an Hashem Toli. Suffix Rashi says, Shavu B'Koros, suffix Lei Chota. So all these Kabbalahs, Alochas are, that Shchitosim B'Tzofim. The Shchit has to be done B'Tzofim. The Domin Toin Shtei Matonis. The Zvikazam has to be in two places. Shtei Matonis, Shein Abba, two comes out to be four. The Nechol Lefnim L'Akloim, has to be eaten inside the Azara. The Zichrei Kunam to the Zichorim of the Kain, Kainim, the Chomachl, anywhere they want to eat it, the Yom V'Layl Al-Chatzais, that whole day, and at night time only until Chatzais, from the Rabban, it's only until Chatzais. So the Chiddush Mishnah is that first of all, the Shal Metzibur, even though it's only called Mishlamim, and usually called Mishlam is only Kachim Kavim, but also since it's a Shal Metzibur, it's a Korvin Tzibur, that look like Kodesh Kodeshim. And therefore, for the Shechita has to be done B'Tzofen, and the Kiddush done in B'Tzofen, the Radim the Hashem, the Korvin Hashem is also Kodesh Kodeshim. Therefore, it also has these Alochis, that the Shechita and the Kabbalah Saddam have to be done on the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach, on the second side, the tzofen of the Mizbeach, and the Zrikis are Shtei Matonis, Shein Abba, Tzeres Ol Nechon, Lefnim and Akloyim, the Zrikhle Kuna, Bechomach, Lemelay, Lad Chatzais. Alright, we'll stop here, continue on the next tape.